Let's get into the meat of this. This is why we're here. We have some questions for you. You will each have 2 minutes to answer them. You will each also get 2 rebuttals of 1 minute each, so you let me know when you want them. We will note also that some of these questions come directly from folks who live in DeKalb County. So not only will you get to talk about some of the people that you could very potentially represent as CEO, but you will also get to speak to them in answering their questions. So I'm going to have your first one. We're going to keep the same order just for ease sake, and then we'll alternate who gets to go first. So again, Ms. Cochran-Johnson, we're going to start with you. I have your first question. It is on policing. DeKalb County has seemed to struggle with policing staffing levels in recent years. So the question is, why do you think it has been such an issue to tackle for the county, and what do you plan to do about it in your potential role as CEO?
Absolutely. Policing has been an issue, and public safety is on the forefront of everyone's mind because, of course, it affects everything from economic development to your property values. As it relates to currently our police staffing, according to the FBI, and that is the standard we use, there should be 2.4 officers per 1,000 people. Currently, in DeKalb County, we have 1 per 1,000. I will say that unfortunately what we're experiencing isn't different from other major jurisdictions, but in terms of the solution, in speaking with our officers and reviewing our previous policies, over a decade ago, we had a policy that allowed all of our officers after 10 years of service to vest at 82.5% of their existing salary. By the account of all officers, it was considered the most attractive retirement and pension plan in the state of Georgia. During that time, we had far less issues with the recruitment of police and personnel. So I really believe that incentives are going to be very important, as well as existing salary. We raised 2 years ago our police officer salary to $55,000, and that was after a regional study was conducted. However, I believe that we need to keep it local. We are not competing regionally, but within the metro area. Currently, Sandy Springs, Dunwoody, and Brookhaven have the highest paid officers in the state, and that is approximately $70,000. It's time we raise the salary of officers and focus on factors beyond just incentives, but also the workplace environment.
Excellent. Thank you for that answer. Mr. Bradshaw, we're talking about police staffing levels in DeKalb County.
Yes, so I've spent several intense conversations with our police chief talking about this issue. I've talked to the precinct commanders. I've talked to a lot of the line police officers. And what it distills to is compensation and benefits. So as the next CEO, I'm going to have to do something pretty dramatic on the compensation and benefits front in order to stop the hemorrhaging of our police officers and get our numbers back up to where they need to be. Right now, where we're sitting, the precincts are understaffed, and it's everything that they can do just to answer calls. And because that's basically all they're engaged in, they're not able to do the other things that we would want from our police force to make it more compatible with our various communities. Community policing and police athletic league and all the things that we would want to do to make the relationship between the citizens and the people who police us a good one. But compensation and benefits are at the top of the agenda, and I'll move dramatically to make that happen.
Excellent. We appreciate that answer. And finally, 2 minutes to you, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir. I think part of it is, as you talk about compensation and benefits, you also got to talk about the intangibles. How do we have a program for cops to have houses, to pay for them their down payment assistance programs? How do we work with our police department? Because public safety, to me, is more than just hiring enough officers. It's about prevention. What do we do on the other side to help alleviate some of the pressures that the cops have to face? Where's our prevention programs for our young people? How are we paying our community service aides? Because some of these cases, we may have to have a community service aide, and that's a person who can go out there and handle like a burglary or just car break-ins, traffic issues. Use those things to help alleviate and make the job, the environment, a more comfortable environment. And also, we got to learn how to stop just competing with the cities. We got to go outside of the state and make sure that our recruitment and our retention programs and the advertisement that we do are par excellence to other places and say, okay, this is a great place to live. We got some of the best educational systems. We have some of the best eateries around. This is a place where you can grow and go with your family in our community. How do you use those type of intangibles to really make a difference? And then you got to continue to pay and have those incentives and those benefits. And you couple that with all of those, what I would call quality of life issues, to make a difference in our community. So we can focus on pay and compensation, but you got to make sure you do those intangibles that can make the difference on whether they come or stay.
Excellent. Thank you all for that. We know it's an important topic here in DeKalb County, so we appreciate it. We felt it was important to start with that question, in fact.
Absolutely.
All right, moving right along.